Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Meseches Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, the last and final Daf of our very dear Mesechta. So we begin on Kuf Tes on the base, three lines off the bottom. It relates briefly back to our discussion of yesterday regarding the status of Beis Chanyoy and the activities that took place there. So this was the Mizbeach that Chanyoy built down in Alexandria in Egypt, which according to Rabbi Meir served for idol worship, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's based on a pasuk, it was L'shem Shemaim. In fact, the pasuk refers to the karbanis there as being L'Hashem. So now the question is, what does Rabbi Meir, who holds that it was for Avodah Zarah, what does he do with the pasuk that Yehuda cited as a source that it was really L'Hashem? It was not Avodah Zarah. Amalei Mar Kashisha, who was the son of Breder of Chizda, he turned L'Abai and he says, I have a question, Rabbi Meir, what does he do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk, which seems to refer to that Mizbeach and that activity, and those activities that they were really L'Shem Hashem, high cross. So this pasuk, did Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda cites as his source, that it was L'Shem Hashem, May Ovid Lay. How does Rabbi Meir interpret that pasuk? The answer is that pasuk is referring to a different period of history, a different phenomenon, where in fact there was no idol worship involved. This is back in the first Beis HaMikdash, when after Sancheriv's downfall, during the time of King Chizkiah's reign, Chizkiah went out of Yerushalayim and he encountered an interesting group of people. He met up with Bnei Malachim, a group of sons of royalty, sitting in their golden chariots, and he was concerned that they shouldn't leave the folds. He says, look, whatever you're up to, but one thing, do not worship idols. He imposed on them a commitment, a neder, like a shvua. Shaloi lavoid avoid eschachem. One thing, don't avoid the zara. Shenemar, as the pasuk describes it, this is in Yeshaya. Bayamahu. And that day, you chamish orem beretz Mitzrayim. There will be five cities in Mitzrayim. Medabris sfas Kanan, which will be inhabited by Yidden, who will converse in the language of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kanan. Vinishbois Lasham Tzvachis, and they will, the residents will have committed by way of oath to Hashem, meaning to stay loyal to Hashem, and this alludes to this incident, this episode where the Bnei Malachim who relocated to that city, those cities, were committed to Hashem in terms of, you know, deity. So in fact, these fellows relocated to Alexandria, bought a mizbeach, and they built a mizbeach there. So although the was not appropriate for them, but to do so, but it was not l'shem avodah zarah, it was l'shem shemayim. Shenemar, and on that mizbeach it says a pasuk bayamahu yiyah mizbeach l'Hashem, there will be a mizbeach for Hashem. B'soich eretz Mitzrayim. So perhaps, like Tosu said yesterday, that it was meant for goyim. It was not meant for Jewish karbonis, which are not meant to be brought outside Yerushalayim. But in any case, it was certainly not outside the Yerushalayim. But certainly was not a avodah zarah. Bayimahu yiyah mizbeach l'Hashem b'seich eretz Mitzrayim. So it calls it mizbeach l'Hashem. Okay, but back to the story of Beis Chanyoy, according to Rav Meir, that was really avodah zarah. Okay, once we have referenced this pasuk, the pasuk there continues. Regarding those five cities in Mitzrayim, eventually Ir HaHeres Yom La'achas, one will be referred to as Ir HaHeres. My Ir HaHeres Yom La'achas, what does that mean? Rav Yezer is explained to us, interpreted as follows. Karta, interpreted in Aramaic, right? Karta, a city. The Beis Shemesh, Ir HaHeres, Heres means a sun. Beis Shemesh, a city of sun. Which will eventually be destroyed. The As, the Mikrav, which will be destroyed, that's why the pasuk refers to it as Heres. Heres means destruction, so sort of a double meaning there, sun and destruction. Is Amar will be said the he, this in fact is one of those cities, one of those five cities. So one of the five is Beis Shemesh, Ir HaHeres, which will experience destruction. Umimai the Ir HaHeres Lishna the Shimshahu. How do you see that Heres means sun? Dechsev the pasuk in Iyov Ha'imer LaHeres. He turns to the sun. V'lo yizrach, not to shine. So cheres and heres are similar. Hey and ches are interchangeable letters. So this is a city called Beis Shemesh. Okay, once we're on the topic of Yeshaya Navi's prophecies, we have a pasuk regarding in gathering of the exiles. La'asad Lavi. Pasuk says like this: Havi banai mirachem, bring in my sons from afar, gather them in. Ubnasei, my daughters, mikteores, from the edge of the globe. What is this double reference? Sons and daughters, different types of exiles who experienced it differently. Havi banai mirachem, bring my sons from afar. Amarafun elu golios shel bavel. It's referring to the exiles in Bavel. Why they called banai? Because they weren't so persecuted, and they were able to focus on their learning and have yishuv adas, shadaton miyusheves alein kibonim. They're intellectually inclined. They have the focus. They have the yishuv adas, presence of mind, like males who are more intellectually, focused. Ubnoisa mikti oritz, and the daughters from the edge of the oritz. Those are different types of communities who were persecuted and did not have the opportunity to develop intellectually because of their haphazard, circumstance. Elu goliyos shel shara rotzos, and they're called benoisai, like the female who's not really, cerebrally, is not intellectually outstanding, so to speak. Shein datan miyusheves alein kebonois, they're not as cerebral as the males. That's referring to other communities who were not able to have the focus and the yishuv adas because of their hardships from the goyim. Amar be'aba bar v'yitzchak Amar v'chiz amarav v'amar l'sam say was Amar v'yid amarav. So you find an interesting phenomenon that the goyim who lived closer to Eretz Yisrael, who were favorably disposed to our high point, to the Yidden in their habitat before we went into Golos. So even during Golos, when they would host the Yidden, but it was with a certain measure of respect and positive, they would positively relate to the Yidden and to our religion and to Hashem. And that took place Mitzur, from the town of Tzur, Va'ad, until Kartigni, between these two cities, Makir and Es Yisrael. So the Goyim amongst them, have appreciation for Yisrael, Ve'savim Shashemayim, and Hashem in their Father in Heaven. So basically they have deference to Hashem and proper respect. But further out, they're clueless. Vilu v'mitzur klapi Mairav. But if you travel from Tzur westward and Umikartigni eastward, Klavi Mizrach, no, they're not really familiar with our lifestyle, with our chashivas, with our status. They don't have the same regard. Ein Makirin es Yisrael, v'lo yisavish v'ashmaim, they don't have proper regard for Yisrael and for Hashem, and therefore they don't hesitate to persecute us and, to challenge us. Eisvei. Here comes a kasha that was asked by Rav Shimi Bar Chil. He asked Ral Rav, how can you say that there are goyim out there that don't have a proper understanding of Hashem? Mizrach Shemesh Avnevan Nevoyai, God Lashmi Vagoyim. Pasuk says from the east where the sun rises until the west, anywhere. My name is known amongst the goyim. B'chol Mokim Mukhtar, God Lashmi Vagoyim, B'chol Mokim, B'chol Mokim Mukhtar, Mugash Lashmi Mechatera, there's karbanis for Hashem. So what do you mean? Hashem's presence is only recognized and appreciated in those small areas. Amalei says, Shimiyat, you're Shimi asking such a question. I never meant that the goyim out there have no clue. Of course they do, but they don't have proper clarity. They don't have proper understanding about Hashem being the all-powerful, one and only force. The Korolei, they call Hashem, they refer to him as the God of the God, the power of the powers. Eloha Deloha. So of course Hashem is the supreme power, but there are other powers that Hashem sort of relegated to, and they worship those powers in order to invoke blessing, etc. That's the mistake of Avodah Zarah. Whereas the true belief, the true understanding of Hashem is that Hashem is still pulling the strings. Hashem is the ultimate supreme power who controls everything. Even the physical phenomenon, everything that goes on in the world, Hashem is the there's no other power, phenomena other than Hashem. Okay, we have the pasuk there, Ruchal Mokem Muktar Mugash Lashmi, that we just mentioned, which sounds like you bring karbanis anywhere. Ruchal Mokem Sakadad, you mean bring karbanis anywhere? You only bring karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the first of the next five drashes, which will sort of present the correlation between karbanis and learning Torah. Elu Tamid Chacham. It's referring to Tamid Chachamish Ha'uskim B'Torah B'Chol Mokem, learn Torah wherever they are, right? Traveling, learning Torah. Ma'ale Ani Alein Torah says, Hashem says, I will consider them Ki'ilu Maktirin U'Magishin Lishmi, as though they bring Karbanis. Karbanis and Minchais Magishin Lishmi. U'Mincha Torah, what's that? Learning Torah with purity. Is that learning Torah with purity? Learning Torah with purity. Noise Isha first gets married. To address that realm, v'achakach lamitur, then he learns Torah b'tahara, and he's spared from many from the challenges that would come otherwise. We have a pasuk in Tehillim, Shira Amalos, Hine Baruchos Hashem, Kol Avdi Hashem, O'indu Beis Hashem Alelos. So Avdi Hashem means those that serve Hashem. Sounds like it's in the Beis HaMikdash. But why at night? You don't serve in the Beis HaMikdash at night. My Balelos, Amar B'yechon, again, it's going on Limud HaTorah, which is considered like avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Eilu Tamid HaChama, Oizkim HaTorah, they're immersed in Torah Ba'Laila, during nighttime, when they're tired, during the darkness of night, during confusing moments, challenging days. Ma'alol Aleina Kaza Torah considers the Kilu, as though they're involved in the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's a pasuk, Divrei HaYom, which is talks about karbanis, and it says lo'olam zois al Yisrael, which sounds like karbanis are constant, but it's not so. It's only when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Once again, Amar Gidon Rav, it isn't necessarily referring to the Beis HaMikdash, but even nowadays we have a form of karbanis in a spiritual sense in Shemayim. Zemizbeach bonai, it's referring to a spiritual altar in the Beis, in the heavens. U'michoel Tsar HaGadol, Amichoel, the great Tsar, the great minister, the great Malach, advocating for us, Oymed, he's standing with a makrevel of carbon, he's bringing carbonis on behalf of Yisrael. Tesis says, there are a couple of ways to learn this Gemara, either it's Nishamas of Tzadikim that he's offering, that atone for us, or he brings that some say, Kvasim Shalesh, fiery sheep. Interestingly, Tesis says, that explains the, when we say Shemon Esrei, Ritzi Hashem Elokeinu, right? Restore the avodah, and then we have an interesting phrase, v'isha Yisrael, the firing offerings of Yisrael. Now, according to one shot, it's going on the next part of the v'isha Yisrael is l'asam mehir v'avos kol ratzon, that the fiery offerings and their tefillahs accept with favor. Now, what do we have karbanis today? According to this gemara, it's very well understood. It's going on these things, the karbanis that are being offered in Shemaim on our behalf. Another pshat thesis is that the Ishei Yisrael is referring back to the beginning of the brach of the tefillah. Hashem restored the avoida, the Ishei Yisrael and our offerings. Rabbi Eichon has a different pshat in this pasuk. Amar, he says, Eilu tamid chachamim. Karbanis today, sure. Not in a physical sense, but in an intellectual sense, in a Torah sense. Ha'asukim b'ilchus avoida, the Chacham learning Maseches Menachos, Hilchos Avoida. Ma'al aleim akos of Torah considers it ki'ilu nivna mikdash b'imezod, there's a mikdash here, and there's karbanis being brought. Interestingly, in fact, the Chavetz Chaim promoted, very much encouraged learning of Menachos, of Zvachim, of Kachim. He says, what do you mean we don't have it today? He says, two things. First of all, we want to be ready. B'ez Hashem, we'll be experiencing the Gula very soon. We're going to come to Yishalayim. What do? We have no clue. So it's important to learn and be knowledgeable, to be well-versed in the halachis and the procedures of the karbanis. Number two, he says, even without that, if fact that we're learning Torah of Karbanis, it is considered as though we are Mekayim and bringing those Karbanis. We can't do it in a physical sense, but we can do it in a Torah, the Torah realm. We can fulfill it that way, as per our Gemara. He quotes our Gemaras. We have another pasuk, Zois HaTorah Lo'ilo La Mincha V'la Chatzah V'la Ashen. Why does it say Zois HaTorah? It should say Zois HaChukah. This is the rule. These are the procedures of these karbonis. Torah Kalo Oisik, but a person who's learning Torah, it's as though he brings all the karbonis. He has the same elevation. Kilo Ikrev Oila U'Mincha Chatzah V'la Ashen. As though he brought all those karbonis, he has the same effect, the same experience. Amar Rava, well, according to you, it should say it differently. It should say Zois HaTorah Oila. Torah is like an oila. Why la oila? Amar Rav, hai la oila? La mincha? Why the lamed? It should be oila u'mincha. It should say Zeus HaTorah oila u'mincha. Elam Rav, he has a different twist on this. The Torah is teaching kol oisik, when a Torah person is learning Torah, it atones for his sins, it purifies and cleanses him, and he doesn't need a carbon. It substitutes, it's instead of a carbon. Has the same effect. Ein tzarach loy oila v'loy chatas. He doesn't need an oila or chatas v'loy mecha v'loy yashem. So it would sound like even if he's learning Masechas Brachos, unrelated to karbonis, the purity, the connection to Hashem that's affected by Torah cleanses him beyond any karbonis. Amar Yitzchak Malach Siv. One final correlation between Torah and Karbanis. Zois Torah Sachatas. What does that mean? Zois Torah Sa'asham. And the phrase Zois Torah is extra because we already have another pasuk which begins with Zois HaTorah and covers all the Karbanis. So these pasukim are extra to tell you. You learn about Chatas, it is as though you're bringing a Chatas. Kol Oisik B'Torah As Chatas, a person engages in the laws and the halachas and the discussions and the gemaras about Chatas. It is counted as though he brought a chatas. The person is involved in learning about the Yasham, so he has fulfilled, he has actualized the Yasham on that level. It's as though he brought the Yasham in a physical sense as well. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah. We find an interesting phrase. When a person brings an animal, oila, pretty expensive proposition. Okay, he gets complimented. Ishei reach nechech l'Hashem. Oh, this is going to bring favor by Hashem. This is gewaltig. But then we find the same lashon applied to a bird, which is significantly less costly, right? Less of an offering. By an oila bird, we find the same exact term. Ishe rech nechayach Hashem. Uba mincha as well, which is even cheaper. Ishe rech nechayach Hashem. What does that teach us? It's not about the presentation. It's about the personal aspect. What's your heart? The carbon is merely an expression of your love for Hashem. Loimar locha. What does this teach us? It's not about quantity. It's about internal commitment. Echad amar, but whether a person brings a huge gift, echad amar, even a small gift, it's all the same for Hashem. Hashem is looking at your heart. As long as his heart is directed and connected to Hashem. Amar Abzer my crow. Where's a source? Another source for this idea. Farsham explained that he's coming to add that it's actually exactly the same. Oh, there my crow mesukas naso eved pasim kahelas. Eved means the person serving. In this case, the person is offering a carbon. He'll sleep peacefully, whether it was a big carbon or a small carbon. Imaatim v'imharva yoichal. Whether it's a little or a lot, that's not the point. Yoichal, he'll benefit. He'll get rewarded. The main thing is where his heart is. Rav Ada Bar Abba Memhachav, another source. Yeah, you bring a lot of karbonis, lots of kahanim, eating it, lots of material. That's not the main point. Umar kishrin lebalea. How does it benefit its owner? Ki'im ru'us einav. It's all about what Hashem sees within you. That's the ikar, that's the focal point. Tanya, Amar, Reb Shimon Azai, Boyre. Come take a look. Another interesting diuk. Maksiv Pashas Karbonis. How did the psukim in the Karbonis relate to Hashem? There are many ways to refer to Hashem. There's Elikim, there's Kale, there's Havaya. Shalei never behind Loi, Kale, Veloi Elikim. We don't find any other way of referring to Hashem, any other name except for Ela Lashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the source of all existence, the one and only Hashem. And the pasuk consistently refers only to that perception, our perception of Hashem. Hashem doesn't want to even open the door to leave room for a challenger to make a claim and say, well, there are lots of powers, we have to offer various karbonis to address and to satisfy all kinds of powers. Hence, this karbon is for Kale, and this is Elokim. No. Torah consistently refers to Hashem the same way to say it's all just for Hashem. Einoid Mavanda. Hashem is the one and only power and source of existence. Anything else out there is just sort of like a, almost like a pipeline, right? You can pour the water through this pipe, through that. The pipe itself has no power. So Hashem is the power that permeates everything. There's no other existence other than Hashem. Another insight into the term Reich Nechayach, whenever B'shar HaGas, we find when one offers a big cow, a big ox, Yishay Reich Nechayach Hashem, it brings goodwill to Hashem, with a duck. And we have a small bird, same lashon, ishei reich nechayach. U'amincha, same as u'amincha, which is even less expensive. Ishei reich nechayach. We learn, it teaches us echad amarba, whether you offer a mangas offering, or generous karm, echad amarba, or you bring a small one. It's all the same. As long as your heart is connected to Hashem, you do what you could. It's all about the effort. It's about that personal relationship. Continues the Brisa of Hashem Atem. Perhaps a person can contemplate lachilu utzarech. What's the purpose of these karbonis? If we learn so much, you know, about various karbonis, Maseches Zvachim, Maseches Menaches, a couple of hundred dapim. What's the purpose? Lachilu utzarech? Is it for Hashem's benefit? Hashem needs to consume these things. He has benefit from it. No. It's for our good. Pasuk in Tehillim says Hashem doesn't need our karbonis. Hashem gave these animals for us as an opportunity to display, to express our love to Hashem. Im erev le'emelach, Hashem says in Tehillim, I'm not going to call to you because I'm hungry, so to speak. Kili tevel melayoi, everything is mine, the whole world. V'nemar, we have another pasuk. Kili kol chasiyar, all the animals are mine. V'hemas mari olav, yadati kol harim, all the birds. V'zisad ha'imani. The pasuk continues. Ha'echob sar abirim, you think I'm consuming these animals? Dama tutim esht, and drinking the blood? No. It's for your good, for your benefit, to evoke goodwill, to allow you to do teshuva, cleanse yourself and reconnect to me. I didn't instruct you to bring karbonis, so that a person should think, should have the notion, you know what, it's a good deal. I'll do what he wants me to do, I'll bring him a karbon, I'll offer him something, and then he'll do something for me. He'll fulfill my wishes. No, the whole thing is just for us. You're not offering it for me, says Hashem. It's for your benefit only. That's why you bring the Karbanos Shenemar. The pasuk says, it's solely for your benefit. Tizbachu, davar acher. Another application for to this pasuk. L'tzaynchem tizbachu. L'tzaynchem zivchu. L'datem zivchu. You should want to do it. You should be doing it willingly. And with focus. What does that mean? There's a halachic chiddush here. K'deboy minei Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna, minei l'mes asik b'kachim shu pasl. Person's mes asik. He's engaged in a different, you know, he's lifting a knife off the floor. And inadvertently, he shechts a karbon without intention, without kavanah, without premeditation. Shu pasl. Karbon is pasl. How do we know Shenemar? V'shachad es ben ha-boker. V'shachad es ben ha-boker. We learn from here, sh'te shchita l'shem ben boker. The act of shchita has to be planned for the sake of shechting this animal. Amaloi. So that's the source. He says, yeah, I knew that. Zubi yedenuhu. I knew the source. I knew that you're supposed to. It's preferred, it's ideal, but how do we know that it's critical, it's essential? La'akev, that it's ma'akev, and how do we know that? Oh, that's the other pasuk. And when the pasuk repeats something, we know it's for emphasis, teaching us that, in fact, it's critical that it be done this way. Talmud Leimar, of the pasuk by the Shlomim. So the first pasuk was by the Oilo, now comes by the Shlomim, which teaches us with intention, with focus, with kavana. L'datchem, zivchu. And that's the only way it works. Okay? Hadaloch. Harilei Sorein, Slikla Mesechas Menaches, Malotav, Malotav. It's been a great pleasure learning this dear Mesechta, all of us together. A great tzchus, a great honor. Really, really a pleasure. May Hashem enable us, allow us, encourage us to keep on going. Besimcha, because I'm Tehet, with Nachas Ma'al families. It's everything we need. Ruchnis V'gashmis, to keep on learning Torah. Besimcha, B'yishva Da'as, with focus. With Mechav Adib Lashamayim, and may our learning count as though we brought all those karbanos, and may we be zeicha to actually experience the Bnei Hamikdash in our time. Maybe a main of Bekarav and Mimakriv, all those karbanos that we've learned so much about, and we're so connected to at this point. Let us be zeicha to be involved in the Akrova. All these carbonis, the Vinny Miss Amidish, Mary Menu, Amen, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
I know you will know us is the Zeus after you know. He will know us the Yoy Row. Oh, you think they don't know. You will know us is the Zeus after you know. He will know us the Yoy Row. Kill on the voice, we owe you all. Now you've been our